comics are stories told in pictures, sometimes without many words at all. Sometimes, and I'm not sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing, the pictures can become more interesting than the story they're telling. Judith Kempfner tells us about one comic character who has obsessed her for years.
I was living in Chicago. It was my third winter. I stumbled into a store which had just opened in my neighborhood a block from Wrigley Field. It called itself a gallery of comic art. I wasn't much into comics, but this wasn't glossy commercial stuff expensively framed. It was a lot of large black and white pencil drawings, some inked, some not, smudged and with pasted over corrections and instructions to the inker. And there, on a wall, he was. A futuristic jock. You could see the muscles in the deep squat of the thigh and the pulled-in abs and the beautiful shaven head. A splash page of The Silver Surfer, four times as big as the comic. I still stare at him every day. If you can have a superhero as a guru, here he is. He was created as part of the Marvel Universe in the Beach Blanket 60s. But he's more Tibet than Malibu. This, by the way, is the Marvel-approved music. There was once a scientist called Norrin Rad. Never mind that it's an ugly name. He lived on a very aware planet called Zen La. You're getting the Tibetan gist. One day, the evil Galactus arrives, and our hero sacrifices himself for the sake of his planet. Galactus turns Mr. Pacifist Rad into the Silver Surfer, and his horrible job is to find planets for his new master to devour. Okay, let's kill this music and substitute a hip-hop 2001 interpretation of the Surfer's story.
Mind-boggling, spine-tingling, got the stroller Galactus, now I'm planet-swallowing. Megalus got the surfboard and he's hollering, all arch-enemies must die. And
eventually, the Surfer is free of Galactus, but he can't return to his old identity. He's forever exiled, the lonely sentinel of the spaceways. The Surfer was created by Stan Lee, who's responsible for reviving the comic industry in the 60s. Of all his characters, this was Lee's surrogate philosopher.
He's always wondering why, when men live in such a planet which is like the Garden of Eden, it has everything, beautiful weather, lush, fertile soil, water, everything you could want. And yet we have wars, and we hate each other, and we fight, and we have crime, and he can't understand it. And I get a chance to say a lot of things that express the way I feel in some of these stories, but the one thing we try to avoid is to make it sound as though we're preaching.
It's the combination of this anatomical body and all the poses he takes on the surfboard that makes you really want to draw. I bought a sketch pad and a book called How to Draw the Marvel Way, and spent months drawing him. A Chicago artist, Hilary Barter, told me to drop the manual.
I have all sorts of problems with how to draw comics the Marvel way, you know, because it's mostly hype, and it's about how to send a story a certain way, you know, how to yell through the whole story. There's all these pages where they go the right way and the wrong way, and the wrong way is where people are sitting around, you know, relaxing, having breakfast, and the right way is people throwing their breakfast at each other. And I don't know if that's a good way of telling stories, but it's a good way of telling the Marvel way. You know.
I think that's being a little unfair to Marvel. These days, the artists seem to be allowed to have their own style. My Silver Surfer is drawn by Bill Reinhold, who only did a few stories. My picture isn't cluttered. The action isn't volatile. The Surfer is lunging sideways on his board, and he seems to be setting planets in motion as he whizzes by. In the top corner is an apparition of his true love, Shalabal, who still waits for him on his home planet. There's hardly any text. Her balloon says only, Norrin, in large case. Very romantic. It hangs heavy in the air. But he's off and away. Here's a sad story you should know about the first person to draw him. He was the legendary Jack Kirby, who vividly transformed Stan Lee's story ideas into dramatic action. Kirby died in 1994. In his era, the artist wasn't properly recognized, said Kim Johnson, owner of the Chicago Comic Gallery.
Marvel Comics stored all their art in a big warehouse, and somehow it leaked out over the years. Jack Kirby never got his original art returned. And so, unfortunately, a lot of people got very rich selling Jack Kirby art, but Jack Kirby was not one of them.
Space. My home. Was ever a man as lucky as I? Who but the Silver Surfer can soar the cosmic currents and be one with the many wonders of the galaxies?
I don't like the way the Surfer looked in the short TV series. And it irritates me that many of the artists in the comics altered him over the years, so his legs got too beefy and his eyes got buggy, and they insisted on putting him in little Speedos. Finally, in my version, he sheds his shorts. Now he's naked except for his metallic lycra sheen. Such a difference. It's not sexual. Well, only a little bit. He's been liberated. He's shed his crass, earthly coyness. The fig leaf is blown away, and he's a noble work of art. An active version of Rodin's thinker. An Art Deco action man. For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.